Open for Business Podcast, Episode 2. It's your boy, Mick XO. With my main man, Leo. We in the building. Are you ready for the night? Got a lot of topics coming up. Some good conversation. So get ready. And get that popcorn ready too, you heard? Let's get it. Yo, turn me up, yo. The sun don't shine forever. So as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never. Business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better? Yeah, right. No matter what, we airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself by assuming my music keeps you moving. What are you doing? Know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Love you, baby. I'm gonna make you love me, baby. I'm just fucking around, y'all. Open for Business Podcast, Episode 2. We in the building. It's your boy, Mick XO. You know I had to get that out, right? You know I had to get that out. Yeah. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that one? That was major right there. That was like a movie. That was like a movie. That video was like a movie. Diddy and Biggie. Busta Rhymes. Yeah. That was that work. But let's get into it. Sorry for the delay. I know I told y'all we was airing at 11 Eastern time. We had a little technical difficulty. But all that's old news. We figured it out and we around. We here. So let's get right into it. In the news, I told y'all we was going to talk about Nathaniel Woods and his execution. On Thursday, he was executed for killing three police officers in Birmingham, Alabama. The thing is, he didn't actually kill anybody. It was another accomplice, Whitty, that actually did the killing. But he still got found guilty or convicted and sentenced to death. So he had a stay of execution, but they still went ahead and executed him anyway. Now, I don't know how that's possible, how, you know, they had the authority to do that, but they did it, and it's horrible. It's fucked up. Honestly, I'm going to keep it a bean. It's fucked up that they did that to that man. So, it just goes to show you, man, like, you gotta stay 10 toes down and move how you move in a room full of vultures. Shout out to Hov. But, yeah, man, like, that should be a lesson, man, to everybody, especially our youth, you know, these people. They'll put you somewhere, dog. They will. But you can't let them. So, my condolences go out to his family, even though, you know, a lot of people might not agree with that. But, it is what it is. You know, he shouldn't have lost his life for making a mistake. I don't think nobody should. So, not in America. Yeah, man. So that was just something I wanted to bring to y'all attention about, you know, Nathaniel Woods and him being executed with a stay of execution. What else we got in the news? We got this coronavirus in the news. You know, that's dominating the headlines. They don't want you to take trips no more on them cruise ships because they done found, well, the 21 people tested positive for coronavirus on a cruise ship that was in California. So now the Center of Disease is at putting out a advisory or a warning for people that may be traveling on cruise ships for, you know, cruises or whatever, So the best thing for you to do, if you do have tickets or you are booked for a cruise, is to cancel, because it's not going to be good. You know, they might not even let you back into the country, in the country that you're going to. You know, wherever your cruise may dock, they might not let you leave their country. They might actually put you in quarantine. So if you got a cruise booked up, you know, just fall back on that joint until everything is situated with this vicious disease or this virus. I'm still trying to figure out where it came from, how it got here, and to no avail. I'm quite sure the information is out there, but when I do find out, I'm going to definitely update everybody. So shout out if you streaming us right now, if you actually subscribed to the podcast Open for Business, that's a good look. Appreciate the love and the support, because I can't do it alone. You know what I mean? Somebody got to shoot the movie. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to shoot the movie. They want to shoot their own movie. You know? But don't nobody want to play the role. Their role. It is what it is, though, man. Like, what can you do? What can you do but keep doing you? You know? It's all good, though. I still got love for you. You know? Genuine love. Ain't no doubt about that. Straight up. Shout out to all my folks in Denmark, though. Wow. Major support out there, huh? Who would have knew? Denmark. Out in Denmark. They on board. They on roll right now. That's love. Appreciate it. So yeah, man, back to these headlines. You know, the reporters at Staples Center, they was asking LeBron if he would still play in a game if it wasn't no fans in the stands due to this virus. And he was like, no. Nah, I ain't playing. I play for the fans. Like, if it ain't no fans, then I ain't playing. So that was his whole take on that. Like, can you blame him? Like, you can't knock him for that. But I'm sure they'll find a way to knock him for it. Especially Skip Bayless. Shout out to Skip Bayless, though. I see Shannon Sharp got Skip swag on a beam. Shannon Sharp got Skip wearing chains, looking like a dope boy. Like, straight up. Like, seriously. Wow, they trying to change Skip whole image, huh? Yeah, they trying to change his whole image around. Which is a good look, because he be on major hate. Like, I guess that's what you need, though. Like, to balance that thing out. That's what make they show interesting. You know, good cop, bad cop type vibe. Yeah. Skip Bayless. Man. So, yeah. It was Vietnamese heiress that contracted the coronavirus in Milan at the fashion show. Sources from the show over there say she went to the Gucci show, and then she went to Saint Laurent show, and then after that she traveled home. And I guess, I don't know if she was tested at home or in Italy, but she contracted it, her and her sister. And since then, she's taken down her Instagram page. I guess they just need a little bit of privacy, so you can't knock them for that either. Hopefully she pull through and assist her. Prayers going up for them, straight up. That's real. What else we got in the news? We got my main man, Corey Feldman, in the news. Corey say he gonna expose people, players in Hollywood, who allegedly molested him as a teenager. Wow, Corey. Wow. I think Corey has something to say about all those women that came out saying that Bill Cosby raped them. He was a major contributor to voicing his opinion about them, you know, reporting it now. So here he go with his shenanigans. That's crazy. They do anything for a check. Yes, they do. He said, I'm about to cash in on this one, baby. So his documentary, I guess, is in the works. It'll be out probably on Netflix or one of them streaming platforms that streams movies. But shout out to Hulu. If you ain't got Hulu, y'all sleeping. Like, Hulu? Yo, Hulu is where it's at. Hulu got everything. I like Netflix. Don't get me wrong. I like Netflix. Netflix is dope. But that Hulu, Hulu got everything. So, y'all might want to check out Hulu. Hulu whole catalog is on a beam. Real rap. So they got, this is funny. Wait till y'all hear this one. So militants in Gaza are using party balloons to deliver bombs. Wow. Woo. They won't stop at nothing. Try Mercury. They using party balloons. Party balloons, though? They out of pocket. They out of pocket for that. Straight up. How they using party balloons to kill people? Type time they on. My man Pete Davis, like, he just missing on SNL. He just, like, went ghost on us. They gave him a backseat of something. I guess after criticizing late night series, they say, you know what? Go ahead and sit down. Well, come on. Come on and ride this pond, Pete. So Pete, he on the sideline for now. My boy Abel, a.k.a. The Weeknd, he performed on SNL recently, Saturday night, to be exact. yeah, but he performed on that, and he had a crazy performance as always. Like, he always holds it down. Like, I don't think anybody is fucking with him when it comes to entertainment, music, just being a pure artist. Like, he got it on smash. If you don't think so, then something wrong with you. Something is wrong with you, because there's no debating it. It's been one of those weeks, man. Putting in this work, man. Always working, dog. Straight up. Always on the grind. Gotta keep grinding, you know? Shout out to all my entrepreneurs. Everybody out there making moves. I see you. My boy Maj. Yo, Maj. Seriously. Them t-shirts, bro. Like, can I get a t-shirt? Can I get one t-shirt? Damn, I gotta beg you for a t-shirt. Cuz, let me get a t-shirt, man. Like, straight up. So I can throw that thing up there on Luxury Drip TV, man. All fashion type flow. I gotta support. That's what we do. So, Maj, if you listening, get my t-shirts, man. Get my t-shirts, bro. I got some crazy lays for them tees, and you playing with them. Like, come on, man. That ain't cool. But yeah, shout out my boy, man. He doing his thing. Yeah, man. So, you know, we back in the building. We ain't never left. But like I was saying, we gonna get into these albums that dropped last week. Or was it Friday? Yeah, Friday, I believe. But yeah, let's review these joints. So we got Megan Thee Stallion. She dropped. I heard the album. I like it. I think it's dope. It's some mixed reviews. Some people saying that the album was not complete, wasn't finished, being as though her label situation and her wanting out of her deal. But it's a good album. I think it's dope. It's tight. We got a Lil Uzi Vert dropped the album, and from the sounds of it, from what I heard, it's tight. It's tight, hands down. Like, that's some tight work right there. He got a nice album. Anytime you see 18 tracks, you know what that's in for. You know, if anybody know the music, and you know 18 Trizacks. Is this his second album? Third album?
It's an EP. No, or I think it's her first album.
Nah, not Megan. I'm talking about Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, the second album.
For a second album? Yeah, I mean, they opened up the checkbook for this one. You know? So, shout out to Lil Uzi Vert, man. He got a nice project, man. Y'all should go check that joint out. Check Megan out. She got a nice project, too. Who else we got? Royce da 5'9". I heard he dropped the album. I ain't hear it yet, though. Royce always got, you know, some dope content, though. So, I wouldn't put it past him if he had a nice album. A lot of people sleep on Roy, but he actually dope. I like him a lot. Who else we got? We got Kiss, Jada, J-A-D-A, that guy, got Kiss, he dropped the album. I heard bits and pieces of it, but knowing Kiss and his work, I don't expect nothing short of excellent. I don't remember Kiss ever dropping anything that was like, nah, that wasn't it. That was a brick. So, shout out to Kiss on the album. We'll definitely check that joint out and see what it's hitting for. But I know it's some nice work. It's Kiss. Like, what do you expect? Like, for real, though. Jhené Aiko dropped the album, too. I don't think... I don't know, it's mixed reviews on that too. Some people saying it's good, some people saying it's not. I haven't heard the album yet, but I'm definitely gonna check it out to see what's going on and see what she's talking about. But who else dropped? I don't know if anybody else dropped, but if y'all know anybody else that dropped and y'all wanna drop a line and let me know, go ahead and do that. You know what the Instagram page is. Facebook, y'all already know. So, if you don't, it's Mick Michael XO Instagram.
Facebook, same thing. So if you want to drop a line, let me know any albums that I missed. Holler at me. But back to our regular programming. As promised, the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G. What can I say? Me personally, y'all already know how I feel. He the greatest to ever do it. Hands down, the greatest that ever picked up a microphone. There's nobody better than him. And the proof is, if you listen to, for instance, let me see, you listen to a rapper like Slick Rick. If you ever listen to Slick Rick, or you know somebody from back in the day that, you know, had it on Smash, like, you'd be like, yo, they flow crazy. Rakim. Who else? Kool G Rap. Just somebody that really held it down. Kane. Big Daddy Kane. Kane flow was crazy. No lie. Kane flow was on a whole nother level. But if you listen to them dudes, you know, today, and listen to, you know, somebody that can rap like today on a level, you can clearly see the difference in the style and the cadence and the delivery. Ad libs, like, you can see the difference. With Biggie, oh man, like, he's still light years ahead of these dudes. And I'm not knocking none of them. I'm not knocking nobody that do their thing, man. Shout out to everybody that's making moves and feeding their folks. But, yeah, Big, man, he was just on a different level, man. He was just on a whole different level, man. Like, I listen to Big and I just be like, did you just hear what he said? Metaphors out of this world. Like, he making shit rap. He making shit rhyme together that don't even rhyme. How? Like, seriously? Like you gotta, like, if you ain't listened to Big in a while and you from my era, you know what I mean, or, you know, you a real hip-hop head, check him out. Listen to Ready to Die, then listen to Life After Death. Listen to features that he's been on. He never compromised. He was always Big, even on the mainstream pop joints. He's still talking crazy. Nigga said, what'd he say? Note for the plaintiff. Your daughter tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay filthy. That's Hypnotized. That was a mainstream pop song. He talking about tying people's daughters up in basements and shit. But, yeah, man, like, light years ahead of dudes, man. Like, it's insane, man. Like, if I played Big right now and you didn't know who he was and you just heard him, like, damn, you'd be like, yo, who that? Who is Bull? Because he is killing it. Like, there's no drop-off. At all. There's no drop-off. Like, at all. Man, and that's just amazing to me. How it's been 23 years since Big been gone. And there's no drop-off in his, like, music. Like, his music is still relevant today. Like, straight up, like, it's still relevant. Like, it's still bump. Even Ready to Die, it's still bump. Like, that thing's still hitting, you know. The joint with him and Method Man, it's still hitting. You know what I mean? Like, just listen to the lyrics in that joint. I used to throw in on the, now I throw on the stop me from the HIV shit. If niggas know they soft than the Twinkie villain, playing the villain, prepare for this rap killing. Biggie Smalls is the illest. Your style is played out like Arnold. What you talking about, Willis? The thrill is gone. The black Frank White is here to excite. Throw dick to dykes. Bitches, I like them brainless guns. I like them stainless steel. I want the fucking fortune like the will? Come on, man. Stop playing with me. Stop playing. The boy said he want the fortune like the will? Come on. You gotta be kidding me. You know, and that's just one. That's just one. Kicking the door. This goes out to fools who choose to use disrespectful jewels on the king of NY. Fuck that. Why try? Throw bleach in your eye. Now you're brilling it. Hey, yo, he said, fuck that. Why try? Throw bleach in your eye. Now you brailing it? Come on, man. I know y'all know what braille mean. Like, I know y'all know what's braille. The bull said he throw bleach in your eye. Now you brailing it. Come on. You gotta be kidding me, man. Come on, man. Wow. 10 crack commandments? Come on, man. It taught that song right there taught a lot of y'all, me included, on how to be a hustler. Come on, man. Come on, man. Get his boys props, man. Give him his respect, man. Like, seriously, I don't even hear nothing about him. He should never be forgotten. Like, seriously. Like, he should never be forgotten. And I don't think I seen one post on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, a Biggie. Nothing. Nothing. I might be wrong. I may be wrong, you know. I may be wrong. Let me see, though. I may be wrong. I might got it all wrong, man. I don't, like, hold up before I, let me see. Nah, man. I don't see anything. And y'all know who I'm looking for. Y'all know what I'm looking for, who I'm looking for, and I don't see nothing. And that make me feel some type of way, because it should be something up here about my guy. Like, straight up, it should be something up here about my guy, and I don't see anything. You know what I mean? So, like, again, man, like, just forgotten. The greatest MC ever to do it. Y'all just forgot about him? How? How y'all do that? Like, he became that irrelevant? Wow, that's deep. That's deep. And he said it, man. You're nobody till somebody kills you. You know what I mean? You're nobody till somebody kills you. Let me see something. Hold on. Let's see what my man talking about. Nah. I don't even, like, wow. But anyway, moving right along, man. This guy. He is the reason why these dudes rock Versace shades. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? The Jones with the Medusa joint on the side. Like, he the reason for that. He the reason why dudes rock Jesus pieces. Biggie Smalls. Like, it's him. And he just been forgotten. Like, I ain't feeling that at all. Like, that's just weird to me. That's just weird. I ain't feeling that. And I don't even know how you would defend that. Like, how somebody defend not, you know, throwing a post up for Big on the anniversary of his death, man. You know, like, or just, you know, just cuz. I mean, shout out Puff. Like, he, I have seen him do that. But it should be consistent, man. It should be something bigger than a post. It should be something every year. You know what I mean? It should be something, like, something that defines, you know, his life and his legacy, man. Because what I'm seeing, what I'm getting, it just ain't enough, man. That's not enough, man. He put this thing on his back, man. He brought the East back for real. You heard what Chris said that? You heard when Kiss said that? Yeah, man, you heard what Kiss said, man. Dude brought the East back. Y'all better believe that. Straight up. Because if you think about it, like, the East Coast wasn't popping like that. Niggas was listening to fucking Snoop, N.W.A., Mac 10, Too Short, Big Mike. I just wasn't listening to nothing from the East Coast. I know I wasn't, because I was being brought up on that West Coast shit. Cause that's what my pop listened to. You know what I mean? That's what my pop listened to. So when Big came through, even he was excited, like, yo, it's this new bull from New York, this fat nigga. They call him Biggie Smalls. Man, he hot. Bro, like, straight up, this is no lie, this is a true story. So my dad had the Biggie tape, and I wanted to listen to it, you know, because he was hyping it. So I'm like, yo, I gotta get this tape. So I went to get the tape out the car, put it in my Walkman to go to school. So I'm walking, I'm listening to the tape, I'm listening to Juicy. So the part where he say, I let my tape rock till my tape pop. No lie, true story, the tape popped right there. Boom. I said, oh my stars, I'm gonna get my ass whooped. Straight up, I was salty that the tape popped, and I was salty that I was gonna get an ass whooping, because that boy, he gonna want his tape. So I'm thinking I can just take the tape, put it back, and, you know, that'd be that. But nope, tape popped right when Big said that. Tape popped. I couldn't believe it. That's a true story, man. Real rap, true story, man. So, you know, yeah, man, Big, man. Like, I can go on and on and on about this dude, man. On and on and on. Any song, I don't recall a song being trash that he put out. I don't recall any song being trash. Warning, who the fuck is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawning. Now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eyes. See who's this paging me and why. It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop. told me he was in the gambling spot. Heard the itch in the plot. A nigga wanna stick you for your paper. Slow down, love. Please chill. Drop the capers. Remember them niggas from the hill up in Brownsville that you rolled dice with, smoked blunts, and got tight with? Yeah, my nigga Fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my niggas. Nah, love wouldn't disrespect. I didn't say them. They schooled me to some niggas that you knew from back when you was clocking minor figures. Now they heard you blowing up like nitro, and they want to stick the knife through your windpipe. So thank Fame for warning me, because now I'm warning you. I got the Mac, nigga. Tell me what you want to do. Come on, man. Stop playing. Stop. You trying to tell me that's not relevant today? Like, he couldn't come out with that right now, this minute, and niggas would be like, yo. Yo, y'all hear that boy? Y'all hear that song warning by that boy, the fat nigga? Come on, man. Come on, man. Seriously, man. Like, it's amazing. Like, to me. Like, I don't know if it's amazing to anybody else. And I know everybody on a different type of wave. They on a different type of time. You know what I mean? Especially the younger generation. They on a different type of wave. You know what I mean? And we give them shit for not knowing, like, Big or Pac or whatever the situation is. But, you know, like, that's them. That's them. That's them, man. Like, I'm hip hop boy, rap boy for real. So, if it's hot, I need to hear it. You know what I mean? I need to hear it. Straight up. But yeah, like, boy brought the East back, man. I mean, him and the Wu-Tang, like, other than that, like, we was missing in action. I mean, we had our rappers, but West Coast had on Smash, bro. Everybody wanted to be Snoop. Everybody wanted fucking cornrows and a hockey jersey. Stop playing. You know what I mean? That was the wave, man. But that boy came out, and he changed the game. I remember when he came out, when they did the mixtape, the Bad Boy joined him, and Puff had the locks up there, and I think they was calling Big, like, damn, what Big at, man? Yeah, I get Big up here. But I could recall Big doing the freestyle that later became part of Life After Death, where he said, I make your mouthpiece obese like Della Reese. When I release, you lose teeth like little C's. Player, please. Blood fled your lungeries. And that's just the half of my war path. Laugh now, cry later. I rhyme greater than any average player hater. A spectator. Buy my CD twice. They see me in the street and be like, yo, he nice. But that's on the low dough. Leave them cats with no dough try play me at my show. I pull out four foes and go up in they clothes. Short change niggas. Snort cane niggas. Bought the range, nigga. You still tickle me. I used to be as strong as Ripple B. Till little C's cripple me. Now I play hard like my girl nipples be. Game sour like a pickle be. Y'all know the rules. Move from BK to New Jerus. Think about all the planes we flew. Females we ran through. Now the years. Woo. That's what he said. That's what he said on on the mixtape. When he was in the studio. That's what he said. He said, now the years. Woo. I want my spot back. Niggas step back. Take two. All y'all niggas mad at me. All y'all envy us. Too many niggas on my dick. Shit stringing you us. When my men bust, you just move with such stamina. Slugs missed you. I ain't mad at you. We ain't mad at you. Come on, man. Stop playing. But yeah, man, like, one more chance. Benjamin's remix. I been had skills, crystal spill, high bills in Brazil. I buy Miller ice grill. Make it hard to figure me. Niggas be thinking me. You're my undercover Donnie Brasco. Left my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty. Push the chrome 740, rocking red man and naughty. Oh, where my kitty cat? Half a brick a day. And the bra where titties at? And I live that whole life we push. Wait, fuck the state pen. Fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the Mac, my left hand spit, right hand gripped on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters. Hey, yo, stop playing with me, man. I think he invented the word hater. Player haters. I think that was invented by Big. If I'm wrong, then somebody prove it to me, because I don't remember anybody calling a motherfucker a hater before him, a player hater. He actually had a song called Player Hater where he was singing on it, and that shit hotter than a lot of niggas' shit today. And he's singing or trying to sing. Come on, man. Like, it's amazing, man. I can go on and on, man. On and on, man. You know. But yeah, this was a big part of the show tonight, man. You know, just honoring and remembering Big and what he did for the game, how he changed it. How he the reason why niggas rap the way they do, even if you don't know it. It's because of him, man. He changed the whole game, man. You know, still missing, man. The greatest that ever did it. Still the greatest until somebody proved me wrong, you know? Until somebody proved me wrong. Give me definitive evidence that he ain't the greatest anymore. He, you know, and we ain't talking about stats neither. Like, you can leave the stats at the door. I ain't trying to hear none of that. I'm just talking about lyrically, bar for bar. Nobody's fucking with him. Until this day, nobody can touch him. And that's just a fact. But, that's gonna wrap it up for us, man. We gonna end this on a note like this with Big and everybody minds. Hopefully he in y'all hearts and y'all go check him out, man. Listen to some Biggie, man. Cause Biggie Smalls is the illest. So check out Big, man. You know, go listen to Ready to Die or Life After Death. And get with me, man. Y'all know my Instagram, y'all know the Facebook handle. And drop a line, man. You know what I mean? Let me know something, man. Let me know how y'all feeling, man. You know? Because I'm quite sure y'all got y'all opinion. And I got mine. But we can always talk about it. Open for Business Podcast, Episode 2. We signing out.